With Montana News, I'm Nick Mott. Grizzly bears in northern Montana are being killed this year at a rate far outpacing what's typically seen. On average, 25 grizzlies are removed from the population each year in the Northern Continental Divide ecosystem. So far this year, that number's already at 27. Stacy Corville, a wildlife biologist for the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes, says the biggest cause of the spike? Cars.
Over 18 years, we averaged 3 grizzly deaths by automobile.
When Corville says deaths, he means bears taken out of the population, whether physically killed or taken elsewhere. This year, 9 bears have died from vehicle collisions, and 4 more cubs have been orphaned and removed from the population. Data from Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks says that's 4 times the annual average and the highest number of removals from vehicle collisions ever recorded. In our July 27th version of this story, Montana FWP initially communicated that 12 grizzly bears had been directly killed by vehicles in the NCDE. After our story was published, they clarified that as of August 2nd, 9 bears had been killed by cars, an additional 4 had been orphaned and removed from the population due to vehicle collisions. Orphaned bears taken to zoos or research facilities, and all the bears removed from the NCDE are still considered mortalities since they're no longer members of the population. The total number of bears removed from the population is 27. On Saturday, a mother and 2 cubs were hit and killed crossing an area of Highway 93 south of Ronan with limited structures available for safe wildlife crossing. An additional cub was orphaned, and Corville tracks bears in this area.
I don't know how you would, I mean, for people just to cross 93, but for these bears trying to cross, you know, 4 lanes of traffic.
He says more bears than ever are crossing this stretch of road as their range expands farther west. About 1,000 bears live in the Northern Continental Divide ecosystem, or NCDE. It's the largest grizzly population in the lower 48. The NCDE is made up of about 8 million acres in Montana that encompass Glacier National Park, along with several wilderness areas and national forests. Montana FWP spokesman Dylan Tabish says the population still has plenty of bears to flourish, so the rise in mortality isn't particularly worrisome, at least not yet.
It's if these trends become trends and they continue to happen and continue to increase, then it becomes alarming. It's really hard to judge these types of situations on a one-by-one basis, if that makes sense.
But bear advocates aren't so sure.
In reading the newspaper every day, you start going, geez, there's another bear.
Keith Hammer is chair of Swanview Coalition, a group that advocates for grizzlies.
And so it's quite alarming when you get these kind of numbers, and especially this early in the year.
Late in the fall, there's usually a boom in bear deaths. As bears prepare for hibernation, they load up on calories to get ready for winter. If there's a drought or a bad berry crop, it can mean more bears venturing near homes. And more bears removed from the population because they've started seeing houses as a source of food.
And it's just a deadly downward spiral, and that's what we're seeing.
Both Hammer and FWP's Dylan Tabish say the high number of deaths this year is due to a pretty simple equation. First, there are more humans living in the area than ever before.
And then also along with that, there are more grizzly bears now than there have been in many years.
So more humans plus more bears equals more dead grizzlies. In the NCDE, the population is growing at about 2.3% a year. Bears are turning up where they haven't been seen for decades, or in some cases, ever. There's also about 100,000 people living in Flathead County alone. It's one of the fastest growing counties in the state.
You've got 100 times more people growing at a faster population rate than the bears are.
That's Keith Hammer again.
And that's why you start seeing things like this number of bears dying by getting hit by cars on roads. And it's not just our resident population that's growing, but we have these record-setting numbers in the millions and millions of visitors coming to Glacier Park and the Flathead National Forest and Flathead Lake and other areas.
It's peak tourist season right now, and Glacier saw more than 3 million visits last year. 4 years in a row, the park's had its highest number of visits ever. It's driving millions of dollars into the Montana economy, but also driving people into bears. Montana FWP's Dylan Tabish.
Our statistics show that there isn't any real particular areas that this is all happening at. It's just along mostly major highway routes.
Earlier this year, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service said it will propose to delist the grizzly bear in the NCDE from protections under the Endangered Species Act in September. Hammer says with this possibility looming on the horizon, these numbers are especially frightening.
It will unwind so fast it'll make your head spin if they remove the Endangered Species Act protection from the grizzly bear.
No matter what the bear's status on the Endangered Species Act, biologists in the NCDE are hard at work trying to learn how to prevent these bear deaths. biologists like Carrie Enius. She's a wildlife biologist for the CSKT, and she's standing in the back of a pickup truck, stirring a curdling stew of severed deer legs in a big red plastic bucket.
Well, I've been tracking the stages of the bait barrel, and you know, there was one stage that I deemed sulfurous, and I think this is kind of got a hint of old shoe.
It's like tasting fine wines.
It is, it is. It has definitely, as it ages, it has different sensations and smells.
She's rebaiting a grizzly bear trap. She fishes a smelly roadkill leg out of the barrel and places it in a culvert trap, a metal cylinder that looks like an oversized meat smoker. Stinky sneaker to us, this odor signals a tasty treat to a grizzly. Once we leave, Enius hopes a bear will crawl in here to get its snack, and then the door will slam shut and trap the bear in the cylinder. Enius and her coworkers will sedate the bear, slip a high-tech collar over its neck, and let it go.
With the collar data, we can get GPS locations.
This shows up as little dots on a map. With those dots, biologists like Enius can see when and where bears are getting into trouble. Enius is also a graduate student at the University of Montana, and this is part of her research, which focuses on the interaction between bears and ranchers. She works mostly with people in the Mission Valley who keep animals like chickens or llamas.
Bears have to learn to live with us, but we also have to learn to live with bears as well.
So the data shows when bears are spending a little too much time around these ranches. And it also helps get a sense of what's happening on highways. There's a whole hidden infrastructure that allows wildlife to safely cross the road. This morning, Enius is driving around Mission Valley near Flathead Lake.
And a lot of times, as drivers, you don't even notice that they are there, but there's these large culverts, and if you look kind of out this window, you'll see through that one briefly. And those are wildlife crossing structures. And so what that does is it allows wildlife to safely cross the highway underneath, and so they're not trying to dart, you know, in between traffic.
Between Missoula and Polson, there are about 40 underpasses and one overpass that allow wildlife to cross. But bears aren't always using them, and what biologists are finding is striking.
We're seeing a lot more female bears going west across 93 with cubs. And they're not using crossing structures.
That's Stacy Corville again. He works with Enius. Females are key to the species' continued growth, and he says these problems aren't easy ones to fix.
The tribe, I mean, we want bears. We've always wanted bears here. And so that's why we do what we do, you know. We respond to conflicts, and we put up electric fence around people's stuff, and occasionally we have to move bears, but yeah, I don't see this going away.
Are you optimistic that people and bears can coexist and both populations can thrive in the same area?
We're doing it now. These bears are doing a pretty good job of living in and amongst us, and most of the people don't even know it.
Their data shows that the animal is everywhere here, even when hidden among trees and brush. So even when physical grizzlies aren't around, Enius sees bears everywhere.
We're driving down Meinsinger Trail and towards the Mission Mountains. And there's a mountain like right there that kind of looks like a bear, teddy bear on his back.
She grew up just down the street. There are three tribes here, and she says grizzlies have a special significance to all of them.
The grizzly bear is definitely an important species, an icon for those cultures. And growing up in that background has carried on into my professional life.
For Enius, it's worth it, smelly deer legs and all. To her, both humans and bears can thrive together.
They're just so majestic. And when you see them out, you know, in their habitat, it's just, it's beautiful. It's a moment to stop and watch. It's just been so humbling to be able to be a part of this study that is hopefully promoting tolerance and coexistence with these bears.
I'm Nick Mott for Montana Public Radio.